going on down there?
Hello, everybody. This is Vangelis welcoming you to another TFCon recording with WTF at TFW. We're in the London room with all the fancy people and the Ultra Magnus costume and the leftover fancy catering. Fancy. And Aaron is here with me to my right.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good Sunday. Sad to see it over.
Very sad to see it over. I'm also sad to see that I accidentally recorded over our first recording last night.
What?
Like an ace.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we talked about other than what time we were getting up the next day because I was dead tired.
So we'll dramatize that for you later. However, we have a special guest here with us, much like our BotCon recordings with folks like Matt Teeger, Matt Moylan, Paul Eiding. Today we have with us David Kay.
Hey, what's up, the kids still say that?
They do on my show.
Oh, okay, so I'm okay, I'm
here,
safe
we make everything
so
hit
might not
here.
Have been so cool. So I'm just checking to make sure.
No, we got cool factor going.
Okay,
on.
Good, excellent.
But excellent. You were excellent. Here as a guest.
Checking.
Check.
Yeah, go ahead.
And did you have a good time at TFCon?
Yeah, I had a great time. It's the end, like Sunday. You said it's the crash part of the day, so right. I'm kind of searching. I'm my mind's on caffeine, mm-hmm. and possibly a Tim Hortons donut because this is where I was from.
Yeah,
and you guys, of course, Dunkin' Donuts, which I love. That's what we buy down there. But I do. I was kind of craving some of that old-fashioned Tim Hortons coffee right now.
Yeah.
Because I got a drive to do. But no, it's been a great, great weekend. And saw a lot of old friends. And we had a script reading here that was... the writer is actually in the room right now.
Yeah, Meesum.
There. Yeah. Meesum's here. And it was just totally fun. And the casting process was great. It got people an idea. A little bit of an idea, those who weren't familiar with the voiceover casting part of it, to kind of feel what it's like to, you know, be close and get called back and get the role, and it's a great feeling. And mm-hmm. and it was well written, and it was fun, and it was well cast. I was definitely a highlight of the weekend, for sure.
For me, too. We were we discussed this on a recording really late last night, going over the events of the day, and I was saying, like, granted, perhaps there is a small bit of bias in my report of it, because I got a part. But,
he was very, very... The Megatron that you did had the real... had that the Corey Burton sense, but it had that... That's what I've been here thing. It wasn't crazy, but you nailed it.
Thank you.
So it was real good.
For the listeners who can't see us right now, I am currently floating on the ceiling.
Yeah, he's turning very red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, isn't that, it's kind of almost a purple, isn't it?
So yeah, I stopped breathing about 10 minutes ago. So.
Breathe!
But the script reading, as you said, it was really fun. I was kind of just extolling how it's such a great thing, because it's not just like at BotCon 2008, they did Be in the City, which was a script reading event, but it was done more as kind of a prestigious contest. You're going to get the one spot for your gender.
Yeah.
But at TFCon, the way they do it is it's more of like, you know, the voice actor guests are here. They're gonna watch you do the script reading, and Meesum's here smirking at me now. he can stay
job.
For this part. I'm going to talk.
He chose very well. You nailed every casting decision I would have got too. So.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to totally talk about how awesome your script reading thing was.
Thanks.
Take the praise here. the beauty of it is that, unlike BotCon, not to say BotCon was a bad thing, just BotCon is a different thing. And the way that TFCon does it is they make it more like a community thing. That instead of having it like you're going to come up on the pedestal with the voice actors, the voice actor and the staff are going to chill out on the stage. They're going to listen to you read your lines. Everyone come and line up however many times you want. You don't do it with all the pressure on your back of this being like a gold medal event. It's just, you know, come out, have fun, do some silly voices, get some feedback. If you did it in a decent enough way, get up on the stage, read some script stuff, have a good time. Like, it's really communal, and that's what I really like about the TFCon script readings.
Yeah, it was good. Well done.
Thank you very
well
much.
Well done. It was fun.
We try to do it in a way that we try to encourage ad-libbing, but we certainly have a certain guide. How we want it done. That's why we have lines that people read out. rather than the way Balkan does it. It's more of an improv session.
Yeah.
And we kind of like the structured method better. It's what works. It's what we started with you, David.
Yeah, it was great. Started with 2004. I can't believe it's been how many years?
Six years.
What is it? It's 2010 now?
Yeah. I tried not to think about that.
Oh, transform and roll out.
Yeah. But anyway, David, it was great having you there, and it was really your legacy. Everything that you saw. It's
oh, God, no,
it's you. And that's what it's grown into.
No, stop it. It's a love in now. Yeah. So everybody's hugging. We're all hugging. It was a hugging.
Aaron, get off my shoulder.
It's not the praise for our production, it's the praise for this.
Oh, stop it. No, thank you very much.
Oh,
see you later.
God.
Thanks,
hi.
David. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much,
Freddie.
See you guys.
See ya.
We're here in the highly private London room. Just the three of us.
Walking in right now. That's okay. It's okay. They're all right. They're allowed.
Yeah, we're doing this communal style.
Have a sandwich.
I know.
Sit.
Enjoy.
Yes.
So, aside from the script reading, which is, you know, I could go on and on about that, and I admit that I would start to enter into my more biased position. some of the other stuff you were doing, you did a Q&A panel.
Yeah.
And voice actor Q&A, for us fans, we often, especially if we've been to enough conventions, it goes from being an event to kind of like a cool thing we check out, but we always have jokes about it. Like,
yeah.
That you'll always get, you know, capital T, those questions.
Yes, always,
and,
yeah.
This time, I found that it, at least compared to BalkCon 2009, it was a little bit more...
There were some good questions.
Yeah,
like, it was really good. There was really good questions. Because I had to do an ad-lib session, which I always... As much as they're tons of fun, and they somehow seem to end up working okay.
Yeah.
And I'm even amazed at what comes out of my mouth and my head. I really don't know what's going to happen, but I'm always afraid of what's the situation. I mean, it's pure ad lib. It's right. What is it? Comedy gym stuff.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
I'm always nervous. Well, I can't do this. My mouth feels like syrup. And but somehow it worked okay this year, and I pulled it off, which I'm really amazed at most of the time that I'm able to do that.
I'm always wondering about.
I don't have a quick mind like you know Scott McNeil. It seems to be able to just sort of do things.
But that's just all the voices in there anyway. Isn't
well,
it?
That's you know, all the voices in his head. It's just all clamoring to get out. But no, I had fun, and it was great. It was a good session.
I was just moving it back, so I wasn't talking to the back of the microphone.
Give me that microphone.
I'm always curious about your guys' perspective on that ad-lib stuff, because we were joking last night that
it's scary.
It felt kind of like Goober was almost doing it to kind of shut it down, but it's coming up and you're like, hey guys, can you pretend to be three dudes at a picnic?
Yeah, it is a scary situation because you don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that we often, like, we're always on the level because usually it's entertaining, but at the same time, especially if it happens...
It could really fall flat.
Yeah, if like 15 people in the Q&A line all ask you one after another, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? We kind of go like, you know, they're not a coin-operated machine.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah, that's right. So there was one, which is good. It kind of balanced out, and so it was fun.
Yeah, kept it on the level.
Absolutely.
And aside from that, you were also signing some autographs. Now, at BotCon, we had Paul Eiding on, and we asked him what the weirdest thing was that he signed, citing the time that you signed a baby.
Yeah, I did.
So this kind of kills this line of questioning, because I'm like, what's the weirdest thing you signed? And bear in mind, David K. once... Oh, no, wait.
Yeah, no. I did sign... I've signed body parts before, which is, to me, it's weird, because I'm not really a rock star.
Yeah.
You know, this convention is funny. I tell people, well, you know, I go and for 2 days I feel like a rock star, and then I go back to reality. But yeah, signing the baby, signing an arm, a calf, that was fun.
Were any of those for future tattoos?
I really honestly don't know and hope not.
Some decades down the road, someone coming up.
Dig.
Yeah, but that's about it. But it's that the baby was a highlight. Someone brought a baby this time, and I said, "Can I sign the baby?" And they go, "No." And I go, oh, damn it!
Crazy man.
I wanted to sign the baby.
I did it this one time before.
Yeah, it's easy. I just put a little. It's magic. It's marker. It's it. Yeah.
Aside from that, I like. What did you do outside of those events? Like, were you kind of just relaxing in a private room to keep your head together?
I was eating sandwich. I was eating a sandwich. I was having a sandwich and a soda, and I was. I did have some family commitments because I sort of organized our trip around TFCon because I was invited. I thought, well, wait a second. Okay, so that's that weekend. So if I can, and there's a birthday. And so, oh, you know what? Let's just go because
So this was sort of the middle of the trip here to Canada, and a chance to see my folks and relatives I haven't seen. It was a little Italian thing last night, and that was always fun. And then and we go back in about a week and hit the road running. But I've been working here as well, my mom and dad. So my recording system is there. I'm doing some Ratchet and Clank stuff on Tuesday from my mother and father's basement, which is really freaky. But we did a test with them in LA on Friday afternoon, and with this funky piece of software, my laptop, I can hear them in my headphones, and they can record me right in the studio. So it's working okay.
Okay.
So fingers crossed. Oh. And so that's been going on all week long. Take care of my clients.
It's been kind of like a holiday, but they
yes,
keep calling
yes and
you
no. And oh yeah, I'm pretty much from about noon till around. I'm still on West Coast time, so around noon till around 7 o'clock my time here, East Coast. I'm pretty much, I'll break and go to the gym because if I don't, I'll go nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
Otherwise, I'm pretty solid through there.
Well, I have to ask, you do have on the event staff shirt. Did they make you work the door any for that shirt? Or?
Yeah, I always wanted to be an event staff red shirt, and I got a chance to today. So I was kind of directing. Every time the head of the convention, Colin, would come around and say, yeah, could you do something? He said, yeah, I can't. I need to find Colin. So I'm delegating.
Yes.
I'm delegating this weekend. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, some professional delegation.
Exactly.
Says event staff on the front.
Yep.
Good to go. So, yeah, you kind of worked this convention into a bit of a holiday, a bit of a visit the family thing.
Yeah.
And
it's tough. I don't do a ton anymore. To be honest with you, I get a lot of invites, which is very flattering. But it's just the weeks are incredibly busy, and it's my fault. I mean, that's what I wanted.
Right.
But by the time Friday rolls around, I'm shot. So this worked out great, and there are other things I've been invited to, and I'm probably going to go to the UK next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already a year away, and I know I'll turn that into a business trip because there's some trailer houses over there that I work for, and I can visit clients and then do the convention. So if I can combine a few things, then it works out great for me.
Yeah,
I mean, some guys like to go, wherever, but I just can't. You know, weekend comes around, and the Saturday to Sunday is I get kind of selfish because I don't normally talk a lot.
Right.
On the weekend, and I get blah, 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 blah all week long. And that's just me. So this is perfect. And the bonus of this con is Colin's such a great guy, and I saw them last year in Pasadena, and it's just great meeting you guys, to see you guys all the time.
Right.
So it's like, you know, and Evan's here, and it's like all home week.
Well, yeah, it just occurred to me.
And the prettiest girls actually to show up to cons seem to come to Toronto.
Well, that's true.
They're all here.
Canada has that factor on its side. I've been told many times.
Yeah, it is true. And I'm from LA. I live in LA, not from LA, but I'm, Canada's,
Canada's,
I don't know, what do you think? You're from Indiana?
Yeah,
I have to say there did seem to be a better mix of genders here. I don't know if it's because it's not just Transformers.
It's nice.
And
it's because it makes a better atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. So thank you very much, ladies.
A few words from over here.
Just a hi.
Should I just shout something?
Hi.
No, it's nice. It's a good. It's a real good group here, and it feels like old home week to me. So,
yeah, it hit me when I was just checking up on some history, and it's like you've been to, like, you were at BotCon 07, 08, 09, coming to here. It's like,
yeah,
several times. Like I'm getting used to it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to convention, going to see David Kay.
Yeah, I see you. I see Evan. Chris, when I come here, and when I go someplace to see Ben Yee, remember Benson
Yee. Yeah,
Ben
Yee.
Ben's always around. I haven't seen Ben in a while. I owe him a steak dinner. So if you're listening, Ben, I'll use steak dinner. So it's great. Really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And you said that with BotCon 2011 being near where you live, that's becoming a bit of a possibility.
Yeah, it's a 10-minute commute, so I'm in. Yeah.
Well, that's almost a shorter commute than the walk between the hotel and the convention center.
It's true. Yeah, it took 10 minutes to get from Burbank to Pasadena, and it's great. I love it there.
Awesome. And if you're going to the UK, that's for, was it Auto Assembly?
August. Auto Assembly, yeah.
Yeah, those guys have been really picking up their game, too.
They've had a great convention this year. Gary Chalk is over there. I think they're there in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I believe so. Gary and somebody else.
I'm not doing another 2-week turnaround on that one.
I was at
BotCon,
so long.
And then I had people going, wow, you were at BotCon, and then you came up here? I'm like, well, yeah.
You see my bloodshot eyes?
Yeah.
I never went home.
I've not slept in 3 weeks, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, Auto Assembly. I got to know some of the guys who were involved with that over the last year, just on you know, over the net from the YouTube stuff that some of us do.
And Simon Plume, is it Plume?
Simon Plume and David.
Like David. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now I can't.
I can't remember the last name. But cool. You know,
I'm sorry, David.
Over here,
David Wallace.
David Wallace. Yeah. And the what freaked me out is I was doing an autograph signing over there, and all of a sudden, one of the event organizers, she says, "Oh, would you like a pint?" You go, "Excuse me." She was like, "Would you like a pint? Want a Guinness or something?" I go, "Now? While I'm signing autographs in front of children?" You know, sort of, it's in my head. I'm thinking. Yeah. And she said, "Yeah, so we've got Guinness." I said, "Stop right there. You have me at Guinness." So I'm in Birmingham, and I'm having a Guinness signing autographs. And it was just, wow, this is so England. And ever since then, I'll come every year if you want. But that was really wild. Yeah, to me. I don't know. It's nothing to them, but to have a pint and a signing autographs, it was so UK, and I'll go back anytime.
Well, those guys are really social over there, especially since the last Auto Assembly. They've just got this really good community sense going on in the UK. And I believe last year they literally it was about 15 of them in a hotel room because they the Moonbase 2 podcast bunch were all just chilling out, and then they brought Greg Berger up to their room, and there's basically just 15 of them and Greg Berger hanging out recording whatever they were talking about for about hour or 2 hours.
Yeah, Greg's such a great guy. He's a really great soul. I somehow ordered a pizza and he ended up paying for it in Chicago, and it was 3 years later when I was at. 3 or 4 years later, when I was at Comic-Con in San Diego, I was in a panel thing with what I was doing, and he was walking by. I said, "Greg Berger, I owe you $25. And he goes, "Well, okay, if you insist." And I paid him right there. So it took 4 years to pay him back. But I felt so bad because I sort of left town and forgot I owed him money. And I see him all the time now in L.A. He's just a great guy.
Yeah, he's been getting around the Transformers relevant convention circuit a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good to see him.
Yeah.
I got to speak with him in 2008 over here, and really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Very, very good guy, yeah.
So was there anything about TFCon over this weekend that really, you know, aside from the script reading or your panels, that kind of stuck out to you? Like, was there any one event that kind of defined the weekend for you?
One event to define a weekend? No, just the panel, I mean, all of it. Eric Bauza was here today. And him and I hang out a lot in L.A., and we come up with ideas for different cartoons, and we know a lot of the same people, and two of us just get together and just act goofy. We come up with voices, and that's how we sit at lunch together and say, "So, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing?" And it's much of that. And so to do a panel with him for the first time, I've never done a panel with him, was a treat for me. And it's a mutual... what do you call it, a mutual fan thing there, that I'm a huge fan of his, and he somehow seems to be a huge fan of mine. I don't know why he says that, because he's so uber talented, and it was to be with your friend on, you know, doing a panel on the stage is kind of cool.
That's the one panel I missed where I really wish I could have made it, because I was in
you were buying toys. You were buying toys.
He was building and painting toys.
Oh, you're building and painting toys. Yeah. Okay, that's acceptable.
And Duncan, you know, he puts a padlock on the door. You know, I was like, I gotta go see. And he just shot the.
Did he have one of these red event shirts on?
Yeah.
See, there
red
you go.
Red event shirt.
You can do whatever
Magnum
you want with these on. I found that out. Yes, sir.
No, I did catch that panel, and that was another one that had a lot of good questions. Talking
yeah,
about,
it was a good question. It was fun.
You know, a lot of the things about being a voice actor.
Yeah.
You know, especially like the demo reel question, where you were just okay. Yeah, that's a good thing. To be
excellent
focused
question,
on.
Union question. I mean, yeah, there were some great questions, and there's some interesting. There's some talent here this weekend.
Yeah,
some people here got some game, and a lot of people come to these things and want to know how to get into the business, and it's a tough road.
Yeah.
But there was some talent here, and that's always fun, always fun.
I'm kind of hoping that. Sometime in the coming months, I'll be able to catch that panel on YouTube or something like that.
No, somebody put it up. Yeah, good old YouTube.
Well, that's what I was doing for a lot of yesterday. Just your panel, Mark Ryan's panel, Derek.
My
Watt's
mother always
panel.
Wants to see those things.
When are they going to put those up on YouTube?
Stop saying YouTube, Mom. It's uncool.
Well, I just like to see.
Well, it's nothing good.
No, I just like to see what they say.
What do you mean, see what they say? Who is this horrible man wasting time on the internet?
I like to see what they say.
Okay, well, so I'm sure she'll get her shot.
And well, you could always introduce her to podcasts, too.
Yeah, no, she's pretty computer savvy, which I'm pretty impressed with, but yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, I have a question for you. I know that there at the end, I saw you having to run to the ATM machine to get some money for the dealer room.
What'd you didn't see me.
What'd you end up getting?
I can't. Oh my! Wait a second. Hang on. Some really cool things. I always look for something kind of different. And Colin, Fair Play Things. He paints these little big giant head things within it. You know, I got a Skeletor, yeah. And I got a Green Lantern. I auditioned for the Green Lantern role last week for the animated series.
Okay.
And I thought, well, what better way to sort of throw it out there to the universe?
Yeah.
To buy something with a Green Lantern on it. So I thought that they were pretty cool, and I got into commission a Beast Wars Megatron for me in an Optimus Prime animated.
Okay.
Because I think there's something different. There's something that you don't see every day. Yeah, so I thought, you know what? I know Colin, and he's doing some fun work there. So I picked up a couple of those. And I got some really cool T-shirts, vintage tees. They're not brand new. And the only one you can't get in America is the Captain America one. It's made in Canada. It's the only one you can't get down in the U.S.
Oh.
And I play Captain America in some video games, Marvel Heroes, Ultimate Heroes, and what else did I get? Let's look at it.
Oh, Adam. What did you get this week?
I got the Flash, Detective Comics. I got some vintage. Eric Bowes always has these cool, weird T-shirts every time we go, launch or something. And I have these T-shirts that don't mean anything. So now I have some I can wear proudly.
Okay.
When we go to lunch with all the animated guys and, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that's always just the fun questions I like to ask that aren't the normal. What was your con experience like in the dealer room?
Yeah, giant-headed things and T-shirts.
Yeah, well, hey, teach their own.
I will never judge. I bought a large red plastic gun today.
See, there you go.
Actually, I bought a giant version of you yesterday.
Yeah, that's a...
Large Optimus Prime thing.
That has the whole chin.
Does it speak?
The face thing moves up and down.
Transform, roll out.
We were amazed. We were just sitting there hitting that button just for the voice.
We had to talk so fast because they only had so much memory in those little chips in there, I guess.
Yeah.
So they give you this long line. And they want that in 1.7 seconds. What, are you kidding me? What? Yeah, but that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, then you can mess around with them too. Put some half charged batteries in.
It's fun. Every time it's when I go downstairs watch a movie in the movie room. I just I always go walk over to the toy and just press it once. That's me. And then I go sit down. It's just one of those dumb things I do.
I will not judge. That's all I can really think of. It's the TFCon experience. It's always a very casual, laid back, very chill kind of place.
And, yeah.
That's what I really like about it, because I enjoy BotCon, but I always kind of compare it as BotCon is kind of like going to Disneyland, literally, this year.
Yeah, this year.
Going to Disney World this year.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, it's manic, there are panels after panels after panels, then the dealer room closes, and guess what? There's a few hours of stuff you have to do now in the evening.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
Here at TFCon, it's like, hey, do some panels. All right, take a couple hours off. All right, if you want, come do some trivia. Go and hang out somewhere.
They've done a great job here, everyone. So they should be all very proud.
I'm certainly not saying this because we're surrounded by event staff.
No, it's true. It's good. It's fun.
I just wish one of them would put the gun away.
It's a little frightening, isn't it?
Yeah. These are the kind of things that are really enjoyable to do with audio recording because the listeners can't see what's going on. Paint a whole picture
exactly.
For them. I wish Evan didn't have this Magnum muzzle pressed against my forehead like a woodpecker on a tree. But
and why is he naked?
I was asking him that all weekend.
I can't figure that out. But anyway,
I thought there was a dress code.
Yeah, I did too.
The only answer I got was something about airflow.
Yeah, to each his own.
I will not judge. Well, thanks very much for coming by and recording with us.
You're welcome.
I understand you're basically going to be hitting the road again.
I'm hitting the road, yeah. There's a storm coming out there, apparently. Is there? Looks like it.
I was supposed to arrive yesterday.
I haven't
really been outside all weekend. So
yeah, no, it looks like it's more rain.
Today. Great. Awesome for the 9-hour drive home.
Yeah.
Or 14-hour drive home.
Yeah, have fun.
Or call in Tuesday because I'm stuck in Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, much respect for coming out here and coming out here and hardcore multitasking it. Hit the convention and visit family and do some work.
And work, yeah. It's that's all good.
And hope to see you again next year at some convention.
Sounds good to me.
And we just had a photo taken of us.
We did.
For records. He's doing that throat, the thumb across the throat thing.
It's 2,000
photos in the
weekend. All right, well, 2,000.
Thanks very much. Audio handshake.
Audio handshake?
Just actually.
Another audio handshake? Thank you both very much.
Closer to it here.
Oh, there we go. There we go. It's a handshake.
And thanks for listening, everybody. This has been WTF at TFW at David K. And we'll record something later on about what it's like at the end of Sunday once we've all hit the bar and engaged in holy, respectable and wholesome activities.
At the bar.
At the bar.
He may be able to understand what they're saying, but nonetheless, it'll be something.
Yeah, exactly. It was a really good time, guys.
It's Boogie, and I love you.
Everybody will sound like Ratchet. Tired. I'm gonna go home.
Prune cookie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's end on a word from the audience. Someone say something. Someone.
Bye.
We're leaving. You say bye.
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 Thank you for coming. Bye. Does that mean I have to put my pants back on?
Yeah.
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.